Welcome to the Icon Athlete Podcast. This is Chris Spieler, an Icon Athlete has been a passion of mine since transitioning from competition. My goal is to provide you with a broad range of information to help a variety of CrossFit athletes and coaches. From the most elite to the weekend warrior, the affiliate owner, and anyone in between, I want to provide you with education, inspiration, and hopefully some entertainment along the way. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Chris.
Do you instantly have a pet peeve?
I think I might.
I don't know if you guys can hear this. And we talked about this in the past. Like, it's okay if you are so wealthy that you can wipe your bum with $100 bills as long as you don't act like that. We're in a bit of a mood.
We're in a mood.
And let's tell you what just rolled up. And if you guys have one of these.
No hating.
We're just perplexed. So sitting next to us, you guys might hear the rumble of a 600 horsepower engine in a Hennessy Performance Velociraptor 600 pickup truck.
It's like a $195,000 pickup truck.
My house just rolled up on wheels.
You have one. Let us know what it costs.
And if you want to sponsor us with one, feel free.
Yeah. I'd like to thank my new sponsor.
Because I'll sell it and then just sit on that money for a while.
We're currently sitting outside.
We are.
The front, it's like I'm in outer space because the front half of me is hot and the back half of me freezing cold. Right? Like the front half of you would simultaneously boil and freeze.
In the sun.
Yeah.
While the back half is frozen solid.
I feel like that's happening to us right now.
Yeah. It's kind of cold here.
It would be loud in the gym, so we took one for the team and we're headed outside.
Yep. It's happening. And across the street from us, it appears that there's a gentleman.
There is a gentleman.
And if he's doing it, I'm mad props to him. I hope he is doing what I think he's doing. But there is a competitor across the street from us.
Are there really competitors?
I think so. It's a fitness boxing place.
I don't know.
It's a fitness place.
It's funny, like as the business owner guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's so easy to feel that way.
Yeah.
Right? And because for some odd reason, I'm usually at least fairly competitive. I don't feel like they're a competition for us at all.
I do.
I'm like, they box.
Yeah. But this gentleman is doing what appears to be, and I hope he's doing it, appears to be doing 1,000 box step-ups with a backpack.
There's no way he does 1,000.
You don't think?
No. Do you see how... folding up
he's
shop.
He just picked up his box. shaking it out. He's got some kind of backpack on. He just wrapped it up.
Do you see how slow he's going?
He did not do 1,000.
No, he did 20.
No.
That'll prepare him for his trip up the stairs at his house.
Good overload training there, pal. So that way when you
Packing
have to carry
up.
Your Christmas box up in the next month, you'll be well prepared for it.
He just packed it in. Looked like he had jean shorts on, too. Maybe a poor choice.
Hey, you know what, guys? We're just going to complain for the next hour. So if you don't like it,
this is it's
get out.
It's catharsis.
I don't know what that means. It sounds like...
It just means like I feel better after talking about my problems.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
But we don't really... I mean...
We don't have any big
really
problems.
Have problems.
No. I will say that I'm getting kind of...
I mean, I don't have $50 million. It seems like a problem.
Yeah. I don't have that problem either. I am getting kind of pummeled by life at the moment. We get a lot of stuff going on. It's crazy. Like, and everything's good, right?
Sure.
But, you know, what's interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine. Because I think it's interesting when you go through, like, these seasons in life, right, where, like, things can still, they can be like tremendously hard, but everything's still good. You know, like it's okay. And maybe it's perspective, like my family's healthy. Like things are, they're good. They're fine.
Yeah, but
there's
who
a
needs
lot
that?
Of like really, yeah, right. There's a lot of tough stuff like surrounding it and like being an adult. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, like, I get it.
Remember when we were in college and you just like hung out and you just, played video games and went to class and worked out.
Was amazing,
man.
Actually.
I mean, the lack of responsibility required there is it's pretty top notch, especially when you're a commercial rec major. So kids,
if when you're looking rec,
kids, if you're looking to get through college with a degree, and you just kind of want to get by,
I think I'm going to skip racket sports today.
Yep, that was a class of mine. I don't know if you guys know, but I did get an A in teaching racket sports.
You know what the bummer about some of those types of classes was, though?
What?
Was that they were very attendance based. Like, you can't miss a lot of racket sports classes because the work is going to the class.
And here's the thing, is I much rather would have shown up for teaching racket sports than had to, like, read a book and learn stuff. Because
well put.
At least I know that if I show up, I'll get an X grade.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever. Like, okay, cool. Yeah. So how about this for strategy? You're a psychology major.
Yeah.
I took a psychology class. This is actually pretty smart in my mind. Took a psychology class in college, and it was the professor told us at the beginning of the year. He said at the end of each chapter is a quiz, like one of the, like, in a book, so you can kind of test yourself.
Yep.
So the idea is read the chapter, learn it,
yep,
and then quiz yourself.
Sure.
He said, every test, I will put half of the questions from those quizzes on the test. And I was like, wait a second.
That's an automatic 50%.
It's more. And I did the math, and I was like, hang on a second. So I figured it out, and with the amount of questions that were on it, and I figured with, like, the amount that I could kind of get by with, if I just memorized all those and
how
got
would you
those
do?
Right, I get 70%.
C.
And guess what, Doug?
Yeah.
I got a C+.
Psychology, a couple lucky ones.
And I didn't even have to read the book.
Wow.
Not a one time.
Wow.
Nope. Nope. No reading for me. So, anyway, I like to call that resourceful, people.
I mean, I'm resourceful.
Yeah. And then I just go and play video games and wrestle the whole time. Look where it got me.
What? What's new in the old CrossFit world, Chris?
Let's look. I'm going to see if they have Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So we have a new... man, the females are just leaving podcast reviews left and right. Okay, great. We have... Yeah. So this is... It says one of your tens of female listeners.
Apparently there's at least four.
Yeah, we have four now. But just so you know, another one's coming, so we're up to five. It says... which is funny. It says, by female listener number four. Says, I started listening to Icon Podcast pre-Doug, and I must say, I liked it then. But I absolutely love it now.
Oh,
the witty banter, the pet peeves, and all-around education provided make Icon one of my all-time favorite podcasts to listen to. I currently work as a head coach of CrossFit Gym in Chesterfield, Virginia, but have been out on maternity leave for the last 2 months. As a first-time mom, I, of course, have had concerns about losing my fitness during this postpartum period. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to have had a wonderful pregnancy, was able to work out smartly and safely up until my due date, and had a smooth labor, all of which I attribute to CrossFit and solid nutrition. I've been suffering with some major athlete brain lately, wanting to do more than I should and perform movements that I can do but ultimately shouldn't yet. What has helped me immensely is hearing Chris express his frustration guarding his own fitness and the changes he has experienced while transitioning from his role as professional athlete
to mediocre
to slacker and like a pile of goo. It's incredibly difficult not to compare our current fitness levels to those of the past, professional athlete or not, but hearing Chris discuss the same concerns that I have as a postpartum mom has been such a relief. Although our circumstances are much different, it's refreshing to hear another person experience similar emotions. Thanks for always providing me with a laugh on my drive to work or now during marathon feeding sessions with my son. Side note, my major pet peeve is when athletes just throw their dumbbells on the dumbbell rack. They don't put them in order of weight, and half the time the dumbbells are hanging off the edge.
Yep.
I'm waiting for some poor, unexpected soul to walk by and have their toes smashed. Get it together, people. Much love, Sandy. Sandy, congrats on your new little boy. That's really cool.
That's cool.
And, you know, when my wife and I had kids, I mean, it was like a mega transition, but it's awesome, you know. And you will bounce back. Like Kenzie in the gym, she's had two kids.
Kenzie.
Who is that?
Does not ring a bell.
What's that last name? Starts with the...
Not ringing a bell.
Starts with the R or a G? I forget which one it is. But yeah. And actually, I talked to another mom in the gym, and she's dealing with some postpartum depression. She said, "Hey, I'm not feeling strong. What's the deal?" So, Sandy, no, you are not alone. And the fact that you have done CrossFit leading up to it, time and again, we've seen women bounce back way faster than obviously those that don't take care of themselves. So that's really cool. We appreciate the feedback. I'm glad you can feel better about yourself by my poor fitness.
I'm taking care of that too. You can feel better about yours.
But you're on a kick, man. You're like, you're working out now.
I'm working out.
A lot.
I worked out 4 days in a row, everybody.
I know, which is like what you were probably like every other day for a while there.
Yeah. I just got to pull it together a little bit.
What got you in gear? What was the kick in the rear?
You know, we were gone for a while. We were in London and we were in Hawaii.
That's right. And they were kind of back to back.
Yeah, and I just feel like a pile of goo.
And like hard to get going again?
Yeah, it's just hard to get going. I don't feel amazing. I don't all the stuff.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what though. Like one, it's been really cool to see you like not just put the screws to it necessarily, but just like just show up and be consistent.
Show up. I worked out with class the other day.
Yeah, and they loved it. They were like, "Yay, Doug, we love Doug."
Yeah. I was like, "Shut up, don't talk to me."
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
But, in all seriousness, though, it's been like a pretty consistent week. Is it getting easier to like make it happen?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't feel, I'm obviously not as strong as I have been ever.
Yeah, me either.
But my numbers are similar.
Yeah.
Just the conditioning thing has been tricky business.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like my wind is the greatest at the moment.
Yeah, but that comes back fast.
Yeah,
I really do think it does. Let's read another review. It says, like, part of the family. By Lauren. Hey!
Another
women listener number 5.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris and Doug, I've been meaning to leave a review for a few weeks now, and I'm listening to you talk about your female listeners, so I figured, hey, now's a good time. So my husband and I listen to your podcast while we're living here in Kuwait.
Whoa.
Yeah, he coaches at a men's only box while I teach at an international school and go train at a separate women's only gym.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
We both listen to Icon separately, and then we talk about our days over dinner. We usually talk about your hilarious pet peeves. It's almost like you're part of the family, usually getting thrown in. Like, oh, did you hear Chris and Doug talk about their friend getting married? They went off on a huge tangent, but man, that was relatable or what? Or even Doug's trip to London and how absolutely maddening it was that people don't know what side of the sidewalk to walk on.
Yeah, true.
You both nail it every time with your pet peeves. I also have to say I know nothing about mountain biking, but I'm learning a lot through your attempts at garnering sponsorship from a few different companies.
I'd like to thank my new sponsor, Transition Bikes.
Electric Bikes, if you could send me one. Really appreciate it. Releasing in 2020 this spring. Anyways, I didn't tell my husband that I'm writing this, so hopefully you can read this review so you can get a good laugh. If you ever feel like keeping your bikes out for longer and extending your season, you're more than welcome to fly out here to Kuwait and try out the sand dunes.
I bet the biking is amazing.
It's still 90 plus degrees out here. Thanks for the laughs while on the sandbox, Lauren. That's really cool, Lauren.
That's cool.
I mean, like, I was actually looking at, you guys might know Pat Barber. He's like a name, an OG CrossFit guy from the past. And Pat is like a unique dude in that I think he really genuinely, I think a lot of people don't care what other people think for the most part. Like once you get to a certain age, well, maybe a lot of people don't, or a lot of people do, but I don't know. Pat doesn't care what people think, in my opinion. And he's like not afraid to live outside the box. And I think he, and his wife Taz just bought like a homestead, like a farm.
Let's call it a fixer-upper.
Yeah, to say the least. And they're trying to fix up this house, and like they're trying to like get a little farm going, and they've got 3 kids. They're young and 4 dogs. And they're just like diving in head first and kind of – it looks like chaos.
It looks like chaos.
But he says, hashtag YOLO, you only live once.
I mean –
it's true.
Maybe. I don't know. What do you know? Seem like anybody knows.
But it sounds, I mean, what a, just a crazy different like culture.
Sounds like a trip,
and, wow. Can you imagine a men's only box and a women's only box?
No, I was actually like, poking through the Instagrams the other day and I see people working out at those places, like dudes with their shirts off and girls in booty shorts and stuff.
And a men's only and a women's only?
No, no, no. Like just in Kuwait or in Abu Dhabi or any of those places. I'm like, hey, how does that go?
Right. Like, is that like a certain area or I don't know.
Right.
Guys, you're clearly talking to two white Americans right now.
I live in Utah. Hello.
I'm from Minnesota.
But I also wondered that, like, when I watched the Dubai Fitness Championship?
Yes, yeah.
It's like, what's the rule about that?
I don't know.
That's
a good question.
Someone fill us in.
Yeah, I don't know. And other things I'll see where it must be maybe, like, part of their culture or beliefs, because other things I'll see sometimes guys working out and they'll be in, like, their full, like...
Yeah, uni. Like traditional.
Yeah, you know, garb. Like pants and like the long, like, I don't know what it's called, the top that goes down. It's not a dress.
Right.
I don't want to say that, but it's like the long. Yeah, and like doing muscle ups in that. And then some of the gals will, like, you know, had like head coverings and go out there and like fully clothed and like, yeah, you know, head to toe and just throw down.
Yeah, so just, someone, yeah, tell us what the rules are.
Yeah. And yeah, wow. Doug, the Open still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
Week 2. In
week
the books.
Two.
What'd you think of week 2?
Not bad.
Yeah? No. I think everybody thought it was going to be devastating, and it was hard.
You can only go so fast. And,
yeah,
and for normal people, there's a limiter. Something's going to limit you in,
right,
that 20 minutes. And it's like if you told me to go run for 20 minutes, like, yeah, it'd be hard. But it's not like go as hard as you can for a mile is different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I agree.
Like, it's paced from the beginning. I think it would be hard if you went as hard as you could from the very beginning.
And just exploded. Yeah.
It would be really uncomfortable because you'd probably explode like 7 minutes in.
Yeah, problem.
And then you'd just have to, like, hang on for dear life.
Do you think they're going to keep, like, the lightweight vibe?
No.
No, you think they're going to throw in a heavy something?
Something will be heavy.
You think?
Yeah, but... as typical, I think most people just won't get to it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think they're going
like
to keep the lightweight
vibe. Some sort of like up ladder of something or something after something else where it's like, well,
you have to be a freak
can
to
snatch,
get to the bar.
Yeah, you got to like, you can snatch 225 in this workout, but you got to do 700 wall ball first. Maybe that's going to be it. 700 wall ball, one snatch, 225.
With remaining time.
Yeah.
Yeah. AMRAP, 10 minutes.
Yeah. They'll put something like that, I would think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, like take it back to the old heavy deadlift. Like,
yeah,
deadlift,
yeah.
Box
we haven't
jump,
seen,
or deadlift,
I guess the last
box step up thing.
The last heavy deadlift I remember doing was like the deadlift handstand one. Remember that? Where it was like ascending,
year,
right? And it went up to 315.
It was,
it was 2 or 3 years ago.
It was Diane.
Oh, that's right. It was Diane, and then you went right into the 315
and
handstand walk.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing.
People were like,
yes, I get to deadlift 315 pounds, but I got to do 45 handstand push-ups first.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. But I could see that, yeah. I just, for some reason, I don't feel like they're going to have some bonkers heavy thing in it. I just have a feeling.
You just have a feeling.
I do.
I think
which means
you're
nothing.
Full of beans.
Full of beans. That's my feeling. Yeah.
The Open being at this time of year is a little weird.
It's super weird. And I think, you know, we talked a little bit about this. Our gym, I think, in general is a little bit over it, you know, so we had a different approach this year. I think it's working
but
really
we
well.
But we do still, I was looking at the list, we still do have, like, what do we have? How many teams?
Well, I think that's why...
8 teams?
I think it's doing well. I think we have 8 teams, and there's 4 on a team.
Yeah.
So not everyone signed up for the Open.
Yeah.
But we thought, like, well, heck, give them a chance to do it if they want. So we did, like, these fun teams of 4. Could be anybody you wanted. And, you know, they have the fun team name, and each week we give, you know, away, like, the winner based off of some random thing, you know? It could be a time, or, like, could be most improved, or best dressed.
Last name starts with a Z.
Yeah, last name starts with a Z, so you're last place. But Doug's on my team, so first place for Z's. I think it's been fun. You know, what's interesting is, like, I've seen a lot of the Masters-type crew rolling in at Open Gym on Mondays. And throwing down and kind of supporting one another to either judge. And it's, you know, kind of boosted our numbers at Open Gym as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into it. The workouts so far, I thought that ground overhead burpee thing was devastating.
Yeah, that one hurt. That had
it's just
sting to it.
Brutal.
Yeah.
My shoulders were trashed after that.
I did not sign up for the Open this year. I didn't register and do the thing just because I honestly didn't really feel a need to. I'm not trying to go to the CrossFit Games, but I'm doing it with the, with the crew and having fun. So I really haven't looked to see at all who's doing well in the Open, and I just pulled it up.
Now. Let's give some. Let's see. Matt Fraser.
I'm trying to find. Let's see. We got to sort by 20.1. Here we go.
What amount of people get their auto bid to the games from this?
Oh, gosh.
Top what?
I thought they changed it. I thought it was top 20, but I don't know. Fraser was in ninth place last week, and this week it looks like he got 40th as of now with 960 reps, which is 28 rounds plus 4 thrusters. Yeah, and that's 40th place?
Hey, get out of town. I mean,
who's getting
can we talk about this for
Let's
a second?
Let's talk about this because I'm about to find out.
Because
Frederick Agidius.
How do you finish at the games?
Hang on.
Hang on.
Week 1, he gets 17th at 841. Week 2, he is, as of now, first place with 30 rounds plus 4 thrusters plus 6 tota bar.
Okay. So here's what I think when I see this stuff. And this dude, this guy.
Lefteris Theophanidis.
Yeah, first, 8:05.
Oh, he's got a video.
He's got video. I haven't watched the video. We'll watch it live here together.
Right now.
Make sure it doesn't stop recording, Chris.
Oh. Hang on.
Yep.
Well, let's check back at our recording here. We're still recording.
Okay,
we're still recording, and we're still
live. We've had issues in the past.
You never know. Okay, I'm not really even concerned about the dumbbell. I want to see
how this
guy moves.
So here's my question. Is all these people beat up on people like Matt Fraser in the Open, and then we get to the games, and where is everybody? And I don't think that it's Matt Fraser is peaking at the games to be 20% better than he is right now.
No.
Right?
I do think that Matt has ebbs and flows of training, you know, where he is probably not at, I wouldn't say 20% better at the games, but I bet if we talked to him, he would be hey, I'm not in a position where I would be comfortable to go to games and win it, or at least confidently, even though
10%
I think he
better?
Would anyway. Maybe. We're watching this. We're eyeing it up. I mean, he's moving well right
Skip
now.
Skip to the end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, once he's
tired. Yeah, round one, I move a dream, too.
Yeah, me too. Let's see. He's got the jump rope. He's doing his double unders. His shirt's... Oh, he tripped. He's got his shirt off. He's ready.
It is impossible to miss double unders and do 38 rounds of this workout.
Well, he didn't do 38.
What did he do?
I think 30. Let's see what he looks like on the old thruster and T2B. Oh, there he's done. Going to his dumbbells. He's going right in. Oh, he's got the old grab him and go. I mean, he's still moving pretty well, Doug.
I just wonder, do you think it's just that people, so let's just use Matt Fraser, he's just not as fit as he would be when he's going to the games, and this guy is let's win the Open?
Well, here's the other thing about the Open, right? I think. Especially workouts like this. Is you have the potential to have some outliers that are really fit people. They are. But depending on the 5 weeks of the Open and what pops up, it might not expose the other holes in the game.
Sure.
You know, so in a broader view.
These first two things are whatever, right? They're
right.
The same.
And so it's ton of engine and, none of it. Like you said, for most people, there's going to be something that limits them. But for guys and gals at the top of their game, there's no limit.
There hasn't been a limit here.
Right. There's 4, 6, and 24. There's it's just go.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when you start to combine, they did at the games this year, you have, these legless rope climbs and 185 squat snatches and you're running and it's just at some point.
The holes in your game are going to show up.
Yep. And if they don't, then kudos to you. You've been someone that has been asleep and you made it, or you're
lucky.
Getting exposed.
Yeah, either you get lucky and it doesn't show up,
yep.
Which is not going to happen.
At some point, it's showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so The Open is an interesting time for that reason, I think, because you get the, it's more likely to get the outliers doing well than it is to see, I think, you know, the winner of the CrossFit Games necessarily at the very top.
Do you think that that messes with a person's head like Matt Fraser?
I don't think it messes with Matt's head. I think it messes with some people's head, but
people are like, oh, I need to be like, I, how did I lose to that person?
Yeah. And like, even I was talking with Tia at the affiliate thing, and she is like mentally rock solid. She knows, like, you know, she's like, I took like 2 months off, you know, she's like, I haven't done, she's like, I really haven't worked out at all since the CrossFit Games. So I'm not where I need to be. She's like, but you know, she's like, so I'm just going to do the Open. And she's like, you know, I'm pretty confident I'll do well, but if I don't, kind of doesn't matter.
And she really means that?
Yeah. And yeah, she seems very comfortable. I think people that are able to talk about those things and like that show their level of comfort and their confidence in themselves. The ones that can't talk like that and are always like comparing and always, those are the ones
like
that I think,
freaking out, leaderboard.
Yeah. Oh, those are the ones that are head cases.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's an interesting time. Like, the skeptic part of me is like, who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and we just watched a video. I didn't really watch it. It's sunny out. I can't see it, but.
Yeah, it happens when you get LASIK, Doug.
Can't see in the sun.
Nope.
Strongly advise against LASIK eye surgery. Suddenly it's sunny out. I can't see.
They're not blind, like a mole. Just a mole. Yeah, it is an interesting time. But do you think, I don't know. It's just been, yeah, it's been interesting to see, like, the shift there, to see the shift at the affiliate. Even, like, drop-ins that have been coming in recently that are asking, you know, hey, do you guys offer open hours? Do you, you know, yeah, times to do the open workout? Like, there was a kid that dropped in last week, Dustin. He was a freak, man. The kid was super
that kid
fit
on Friday?
Man, yeah. Yeah. He was here all week, and he's a younger kid. He's 26 or so. Really nice kid. And, really humble, but I mean, he threw down like 22 rounds of this thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, and like, he's just a really fit guy. And I was talking to him a little bit. He's like, yeah, he's like, I didn't sign up for the Open. He's like, I don't know, like two in a year. He's like, it just doesn't feel like it has like as much meaning right now. And so I feel like a lot of people are maybe in that boat of just, you know, hey. And I also think on a positive side, it might be good for people to feel like that and say, hey, like what, like, what do I want out of this fitness thing? And is it necessary to do an online competition or to compete locally? Or is that necessary, like, yeah, for my goals or for my fitness or for my well-being? Or am I cool to just do the Open and not put my name on the leaderboard or not go to the local comp and just throw down in class? Like,
yeah,
I think those questions need to be revisited often for, yeah, people, because we get stuck in our bubble, right? And one thing that I've been trying to do is not be an idiot and work out 6 days a week. And every Thursday.
What was your workout schedule? What were you doing?
Just working out Monday through Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, 0 days off.
Yeah. Sunday. But then I'm trying to take Thursday to go do something outside.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I'll go ride my bike today, which the weather is kind of dictated on that. Or maybe I'll take off, or maybe I'll just like get out of the bubble.
Yeah.
Right. And that's been helpful for me. It's hard because sometimes that mentality is like, oh, I'm not going to get anything out of this. But it's also been like really good because it just helps me like step back and have some perspective. Like, where are we going tomorrow, Doug? Tell everybody.
We are going.
Can't wait.
Super lucky, actually. Mm-hmm. We are going to the Red Bull Rampage.
If you guys don't know what this is, you use need
Google.
To use Google and look at it. It is bananas.
Yeah. It's like people getting their bikes to the top of Desert Southwest features and then just riding down hucking huge.
Like, think like,
think
and don't
like
think
riding
like
off
a
your,
mesa. Think of like a spine with like,
yeah,
a
think
foot
of like riding
wide
off of your roof onto another roof that's steep and there's right a 30-foot gap between them.
Yeah. And then doing a backflip off of it.
Yeah. Think about that.
Oh man, it's crazy. But we're going down there tomorrow.
Yep.
And what's really nice is like I'm taking my son and he likes riding bikes and I'm planning on driving down there tomorrow and riding bikes with him tomorrow, and then Friday we'll watch Rampage, and Saturday we'll probably ride some bikes and come home on Sunday. And I'm okay.
Missing.
You're right. Like, I'm okay. I'll be all right.
I'm also okay.
Yeah. But in the past, I've been not okay. And I might, because I'm a psycho, I might throw like a sandbag in the back of the truck in case I, you know, get a wild hair and want to do something. But
I like how you say that, like, just in case, like, yeah, my emergency, just in case, like, we break down on the side of the road and I need to work us out to really get out of it. I'll just help. I'll have something there.
You're like a sandbag.
That's all. Psychotic.
But it's not, I'm not like, I'm not bent on it. Where in the past I maybe would have been a little bit bent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be cool missing a couple of days working out. It'll be fine for me. I probably will come in on Saturday because we're going to come back on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I probably will come in on Saturday and do the open workout, just be done with it.
I thought you already did it.
The next one?
Oh, duh. Sorry, I forgot that was being announced on Thursday.
No.
Yeah.
We're leaving Thursday, and it's announced on Thursday.
Hey, guys, the pickup truck's about to start.
Yeah.
Let's listen. $700,000.
This is what a $1 million truck sounds like.
Get ready. We're going to listen.
It's not going to happen. The door's still open.
It is? Oh.
They're closed.
Get ready.
I wish you guys could see this thing.
I know. And it's not just... It's got, like... crazy bumpers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And lights. Like LED lights.
It's never starting.
And
anyway.
It's got skid plates and tow hooks. It's quite the spectacle.
And
apparently it doesn't start.
Apparently it runs on electric.
600 horsepower truck on electric.
Electric truck. What do you think the next open workout's going to be?
I still think it's going to be light. I'm going to say wall ball and rowing.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's going to be like...
just kick little people right in the face?
Totally. Yeah. I think wall ball row, maybe wall ball row...
muscle up?
Muscle up or wall ball row. I don't even know if we'll see a handstand push-up this year.
That's been a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Handstand push-up seems to be like a...
dying breed.
Hard standard.
Yeah. So I'm curious about that. I'm curious about I've always wondered if they're going to do like a shuttle run because they've done distance.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they will, but yeah. I think it'd be cool if they did, honestly. So I don't know. I think we're due for a wall ball. We're due for a row, possibly.
Some kind of muscle up.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Yeah, something like that. We did the dumbbell thruster thing. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of shoulder to overhead. We did our toe to bar. We did our double under. I don't know. Maybe a box jump over, but we haven't seen that in the open in forever. Any kind of box jump or box jump over.
Yeah.
I wonder if they worry about people's Achilles and stuff. I don't know. But.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Be curious to see.
I'll be curious to see. I'll be doing it on Saturday, probably. Mm-hmm. If I don't do it Saturday, then it's Monday, and don't nobody want to work out on Mondays.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it on a Monday.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm going to drive back on Sunday.
You should find a gym to do it at in
Get
St. George.
Get out of town. That is not at all sound like a good idea.
I'll let everybody know.
Okay.
Hey, guys. St. George, come watch Speedo work out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right. Get out of here.
I'm going to start selling tickets.
Okay.
Yes. Come watch the one, the only, Chris, the real deal Spieler.
The has-been. He's walking in the door.
You can even work out with him and beat him.
Remember what he used to be? He's a fraction of what he once was. You thought he was good then. He's so much worse now. It's your chance to win.
Shorter.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, it does sound cool.
It does.
I'd like to drive that truck around and make people talk about me.
Oh, gosh, that's good.
You have a pet peeve, Chris.
I mean, it started. Just started. I shouldn't say that. I mean, to each their own. And if you guys can get one of those things, and if I had that kind of cash laying around, I'd probably be lining one of those things up, too. But here's my pet peeve. I told you this the other day. I think I've said this before, but it came to mind because my son was talking about a kid on the playground that was doing this. I cannot stand. I have great disdain. I shouldn't say hatred because that's a strong word, but I can't stand when there are any sports where when you fake or your acting ability of a foul can give you an advantage. Like the soccer player that rolls around, the basketball player that gets touched and falls over. Like, be a big kid and keep playing. Like, stop trying. Get out of here. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, keep playing, man.
It's so ridiculous.
Isn't it? Like, it's clear. It's clear that you're faking. It's clear.
I wish in those sports that they would just throw those people out of the game. Like, you know what? Get out of here.
Like, that's stupid.
Game misconduct.
Yeah.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. You. Out.
Out. Done. Like, you're not working hard anymore. You're trying to act to get a point or some kind of advantage for your team.
Yeah.
Lame. Lame. Super lame. It's terrible. And the people that I think, I've seen some people, like, in sports that seem to be the ones that do it more often than others, right?
They're like certain people or?
Certain people.
Yeah, okay.
That are just more known for it than others. And I'm like, how did you get to where you are? Like a professional athlete.
You're a lame-o.
Like an actor. Get out of town.
I agree.
Truck had a California license plate.
One of those fancy black ones with the yellow writing.
Yep. What about you? Pet peeve.
You know, I have a semi-overarching pet peeve.
Okay. Just in general?
Yeah, it came up for me this morning or maybe last night.
Uh-huh.
It's on the theme of, like, anecdotal evidence.
Oh, like bro science?
Or like what people want to be true, so they just think that it's true.
I'd know these to be your pet peeve.
And just like the...
Like the latest ones have been about... Like you shouldn't get a vaccine. Something like that? or let me think of like another one. Like, let me think of something else. Like, hey, Doug, you need to stop idling your car because you're the guy that's going to explode the ozone.
That one's yours.
Well,
I just need actual evidence and not like trashy, crappy evidence that was, you know,
give me an example.
At the CrossFit Trainers Summit, we heard some people talk and someone said something, this was about research.
Yeah.
And they mentioned, or maybe it was in a video I watched online. It was like, hey, you know, the idea of science is that you think about what things might be possible outcomes. You know, you come up with a thought.
It's called a hypothesis, right, Doug? For
exactly.
a reason.
Yep. And then you do research and it says, well, is that the real deal or is it not? And research guides you towards
what you hope is the right
answer. The best answer, right? Because nothing's true.
Okay.
Right? Like it could be, you know, it's your best guess. But what you don't do is you don't take like...
Is gravity true, Doug?
I mean, it's a theory.
Okay. Okay, I'll go with that.
It's a pretty good theory, I think.
What about the sun?
It's a pretty good theory.
Really? I mean, we're in it right now. It feels pretty real to me.
But what I'm saying is you don't take what you want to be true and then try to make up evidence to support it.
Okay, like I would say...
You would say that like eating meat is bad for athletes. Like athletes shouldn't eat meat.
Or like Wayne says eating vegetables will kill you.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you can't just like come up with evidence. Oh, like Chris. Chris only eats meat. And he's really fit.
Gotcha.
Right? Like that's not evidence.
Okay. I like it.
There's this Netflix movie called Game Changers. You seen it? Heard it?
Mm-mm.
It's about vegetarian or veganism.
Oh,
I've yet to watch it, but it's a pretty semi-hot topic.
Oh, just being a vegan?
Well, it's, you know, states all this stuff like Roman gladiators were vegetarians and et cetera. Right, and so, not to get me fired up on it, but how do you know?
Yeah.
Two, were you there? Sorry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right? Did one of them keep my fitness pal log?
I was there, yep.
Or something? Mm-hmm. Like, have you been checking in on them?
Yeah.
Two.
So what?
So what? Right? Were they living exceptionally long? Did they have great lives? What was their blood work like?
That's the thing, is like, I feel like Roman gladiators, like, who knows what they look like? I don't know. But did they find
who cares?
Were they 6 feet tall and 250? Probably not.
That's the same thing as saying some people were vegetarians. Mm. Like, ah, perfect. Thanks for the info.
Yeah.
And then second, you can't take like five people
and say everyone
who you know don't eat meat but are also great athletes and say that not eating meat is great for being an athlete.
For everyone.
Yeah. Right? Like, if you think that it's best for you, do your thing.
Yeah.
However, it's like movies like that, they have agenda.
Oh, and the movie is kind of it's based around like, hey, you should be a vegan and vegetarian.
Yes.
Because five guys were
meat industry this, meat
in
industry that.
200 BC.
And the same can be said going the other way. It's like, you know, grain industry this and grain industry that.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But the main point is Kendrick Ferris, he doesn't eat meat, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. But you know what else?
He's real strong.
Yeah. But that does not mean that not eating meat makes you real strong.
No.
He's one person.
I have a feeling that Kendrick was
strong.
Born strong.
Yes.
And worked really hard to get stronger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just bent about that lately. It fires me up.
I'm with you, man. Give me some good heart. I think it's not so much like it's the pushiness, you know?
There are very few things I think that are like proven to be true, especially when it comes to like diet and exercise.
Doug, are you real?
I'm real. I'm right here. Well, actually, Chris.
I mean, actually, if you took the idea of what's the guy with Tesla?
Tesla. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he have a theory
Elon
that...
Musk.
Yeah, doesn't his theory that like we're all fake?
We live in a reality that is created for us
by somebody else.
A future version of ourselves. So, we're like Sims.
So just in case, Doug, I also think that's wackadoo. So kids, if you're listening in the back of the car with mom and dad, you're real. It's okay. All right? Don't stress. Don't worry about Elon Musk and what he thinks. It's a little loony. A little kooky. Well, we just finished our affiliate camp. So it's something we do for our affiliates that follow Icon. We do a free camp every year. Just help them with coaches development. We got to see a bunch of them, which is really cool. So thanks to those of you guys that came. This week we're going on a rampage, which is going to be sweet. And then next weekend is going to be Halloween. So
Halloween.
Pick out your costume.
Yep.
Look good. And then the following week we're going to be doing our master's camp here at CrossFit Park City.
It's first weekend in November.
It's going to be super cool. So we're going to be hanging here doing that. Honestly, just having a really good time. We've got a really fun master's crew. It's not like a competitive vibe. It's a real community vibe, which is a lot of fun. So we're going to be doing that. And we're finishing up the open. Once we get through the open, yep. We're going to go through like a little deload week, take a peek at the programming, see how we want to tweak it, modify, adjust, and keep things kind of like fun and new. Right now we're finishing up some fun little pieces like some mixed modality aerobic work, which has been kind of fun at the gym. We're doing some like little thing I like to call blitz conditioning. That thing sounds not good over
there.
Yeah,
it sounds healthy.
Yeah, he's jumping up and down. wow. There you go. He's there. You guys, if you have questions, comments, we'd love to hear or read another review. It's super, super awesome, super helpful. And if you want to check any of the programming or other side of the community out, you can go to iconathlete.com. And have a great rest of your day.
Wonderful day.